This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are the community of one that we talk about here on the radio show. You can make a difference in stopping the totalitarians. And boy, are they out and about. Yeah, they are absolutely out and about. And by the way, we're going to be talking about, those totalitarians very shortly. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Polls, the presidency. It's Drudge Friday. We're going to be able to talk a little bit about Drudge, the Drudge Report and what's on it, starting with our first topic here, which is about the polls. But we're going to be also talking about California ethnic cleansing. Yeah, the ethnic cleansing of California. And guess what? It's coming to a city or community near you. That's why you need to step up and stop the totalitarians. It's how they work. It's how they play it. I'm going to give you a great deal of insight into Santa Ana, California, and the ethnic cleansing that has taken place there. And I actually witnessed it, sort of a part of that historical event that has been going on literally since around 1988, 89. Yeah, it's taken that long to ethnically cleanse the city of Santa Ana and Orange, California. Also, the polls. We're going to be talking about that. And, there's all kinds of stuff that's coming out. A new WikiLeaks dump just moments before airtime. So we haven't had a chance to really kind of look at what's going on there, but we'll try and get some information to you about the current batch of WikiLeaks. There's a whole host of things coming up on Drudge as we're seeing it right now. But first of all, the polls. Before we get into California and the Turi Report, we got all kinds of stuff to cover here. So anyway, hold on. Anyway, you can visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. It gets you to the same place, a21r.com. I mean, it's really kind of hard to decipher, I know. But that email address, A for agenda, 2 and 1 for 21, and R for radio.com. It's really kind of simple. The simpler I get, the more complicated it seems to some people. Anyway, we're also going to be talking about Agenda 21. Forgot to mention that. We're going to be blurping that out there. You know, it's kind of interesting to go back and throw back to the history of this radio show. This radio show was started as a result as a counter to the United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century, which was started in 1992, as you know, down in Rio de Janeiro. And it's been sort of sitting there very quietly. And then we started a radio show about 5 years ago. Still, you know, people aren't aware of Agenda 21. It's very difficult to grasp. I understand. But, you know, it's here. It's a whole host of totalitarians. Boy, have they got something in mind for us. The one percenters, including Hillary Rodham Clinton, have something in mind for us. But there is somebody by the name of Donald Trump who stands in their way. And by the way, we're going to be doing a history of Donald Trump and his family lineage. And I'll tell you what, if you want to find out about Donald Trump's family lineage, go back to the 15th century in Bavaria outside of Munich and then start reading. It is absolutely phenomenal family history. And his family history goes right to the founding fathers. A little known secret about Donald Trump and his family. But once you start to grasp where he is from and what he is standing up against, you'll clearly understand why the totalitarians, the globalists out there, don't want any piece of this guy being in the presidency. And that's, I mean, it's really kind of a fascinating read. We're going to be working with Red Smith on that one. It's just unreal what we have discovered in the last 24 hours. Anyway, okay, so going on here, Rasmussen just came out with a poll. And this is the most recent poll. This is the headline that Drudge had. Shock poll. No sign of allegations fallout yet. Trump leads Hillary. Hello. For all of you that just are perseverating on what CNN is saying about the sex. Guess what? Trump leads. Now, this is the phenomenal thing. And he starts it out in the first article here. By the way, I recommend Rasmussen. I find them to be the most accurate, along with the LA Times USC poll. I've said this, I spent a whole segment last hour on it. But this is more newsworthy now, or a couple hours ago. counting the hours. It says, at the close of a week that began with him trailing by 7 points, Donald Trump still holds a slight lead over Hillary Clinton in today's White House Watch survey, despite a flurry of news reports alleging a history of sexual harassment on his part. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey of likely U.S. voters shows Trump with 43% support to Clinton's 41. Now, you would think a 7-point turnaround. Hello? The unchanged. That's unchanged from yesterday's Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson, picks up 6%. A vote, and Green Party nominee Jill Stein with 2%, 4% like another candidate, and 5% are undecided. Anyway, it says Clinton held a 7-point lead on Monday, 45-38. I'm shocked to see sex going on here. I'm shocked that sex allegations would come from the Clintons, of all people, towards Donald Trump. Don't you just love, see, they wallow in hypocrisy. They find solace. They find a deep companion with hypocrisy at all costs. That's what they do. It says, but as voters began responding to Sunday night's debate, her lead dropped to 5 points on Tuesday and 4 points on Wednesday. Trump edged her edged ahead yesterday. Just, it was creeping. And we were reporting, what were we reporting this morning? We were reporting on the polls. Here, let me get my copy. This is what we were reporting from yesterday, that Donald Trump's, they said virtually tied in. This is the poll that came out of Real Clear Politics, that they were virtually tied, but it was actually 43% Clinton to 44% Trump, just by a couple of points. So he had a slight lead, and then today he's got 2 points. So, I mean, that's just huge. So, in other words, this is what's happening. And this is what I say to people. Guess what? The voters are smarter than the mass media. Hello? And why are they smarter? Because they've got the internet. And I know, listen, I know what they've been doing. I know what the left has been doing. We reported this. Those of you that missed out on this report 2 weeks ago. So, they were setting this whole thing up for Donald Trump 2 weeks ago. and coming into the October surprise, they were changing a lot of the algorithms on Google so that there would be less reporting or less ability, availability. If you're trying, if you're out there and you're listening to me right now and you want to go to Agenda 21, right, by the way, just to be perfectly blunt, we've gone to great extents to preserve A21R.com and all the other .coms and .nets and news and so on that we have. Great expense because we've been hacked into oblivion. They don't like our radio show, and we understand it. YouTube doesn't like Agenda 21 Radio. They kicked us off, you know. We're responding. And we know that Google and other... So that's us. That's us. So we take it not personally because it's a business. We understand that. And they're trying to knock us off the air. But what they're doing now is changing algorithms, so it's harder to find your alternative news sources out there. So all of your blogs, you may have noticed this, all of your bloggers, all of your news sources in the alternative media, which is a massive industry now, massive, and having a huge impact, have been altered so that there's less time availability or it's harder for you to access it. You have to go several different steps to get to it. So this is a function of Google that has been doing this. They've been doing this down in Cupertino. So what I call this quieting. What they're doing is trying to quiet down the alternative media. Don't take it off the air, kind of like what they did with Rush Limbaugh by taking him out of all the major media markets and putting him on lower-powered terrestrial radio stations. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, A21R.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Center Butte's Tea Party Patriots. First and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Center Butte's Tea Party Patriots.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
So Donald Trump is back up now, and we are still fact-finding. The alternative media, you and I, we're all, and that's why I say, one person at a time, sitting in front of their computer screen, is making all the difference in the world. You're making a difference. Trump is moving forward. He is moving forward. Now get back to basics with Trump. He's beating them down. That's good. Now let's get back to basics. Let's get back to the major issues. We got a lot of issues coming forward. WikiLeaks is just pouring gasoline on the Hillary Clinton fire, if you will. And that's good. That is good because she's burning herself out. You listen, when you can't legitimately argue the issues, you turn to sex. That's just really what it is with the Clintons. It's all about sex with them. It's all about sex. So naturally, they want to tag their opponents with anything sexual because sex sells. This is a more discerning population of people they're dealing with now. And I say that because if you go to a Trump rally, you'll get it. You will get it instantly, what's going on there. And the media, they hate it. I mean, I'm the media. I went to a Trump rally. I had my press credentials, got all the Trump things going on. And, you know, it was really hysterical. Because as I'm in the Trump rally, they're booing me. You know how they turn around and Trump says, back there, you know, that whole thing. I was back there. I was one of the guys standing up back there. And it was interesting because not all the media was there. Oh, no, 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 no. You didn't have you didn't have Reuters, you didn't have AP, you didn't have people that normally would travel with the press corps. They have, you know, they have these airplanes that fly all these press guys around with the candidates. You didn't have a lot of the major people there. And I asked one of the guys, by the way, I asked one of the guys from a major news network who you were seeing on TV. I said, do these guys always miss Trump rallies? And he said, yes. He said, yes. I said, really? I said, well, so this is the essence of no reporting for Trump. And he said, that's correct. He says, they just don't show up. Well, now, I guess last night in Pennsylvania, they just walked out to the boos of the crowd. Now, it's kind of interesting because, you know, when they were booing me. I was up there going, no, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. And it was a friendly kind of boo. But it was still heartfelt at some of them. And you could see there's a bunch of pointy-headed Poindexters, if you will, morons, as reporters that sit. They all have their MacBook Pros out. And literally a line of them, probably 20 or 30 of them that are on the airplanes and so on that travel around. Blah. And they have real disdain to Trump. You can see it. You can see it in their faces. Other guys... I'd have to say the Fox reporters, they're pretty level-headed. John Roberts, I think his name is. Is that right? Anyway, one of them. Very level-headed, seemed to have his head on straight and so on. But the other people, you know, of course, he already been bashing Fox in increments for so many things that they've been coming out so pro-Hillary on. But there seems to be a much level-headed approach by them. But getting back to the other media folks, you know, they have to, you can see the disdain. They are completely different in their attitude about how they're just behaving and talking amongst one another. They don't want to talk to anybody else. They're very, very put offish. Anyway, and they don't like Trump supporters. That's pretty obvious. You can see that in the body language. My point is this: you get it with Trump, and you get it with the people. These people are discerning. They are reading these reports like we have here in Rasmussen, and you know they've taken over. This is what the left fears the most. They absolutely fear an enlightened electorate. They fear that. Donald doesn't fear that. Have you? He wants it all open, and I believe he's trying like crazy to open things up. Especially the left can't stand it. But you know those WikiLeaks, they just keep on dripping. They just keep on dripping, and we're getting more and more reports. And I'm looking over at my computer number 5. Something about slim behind the slime. Something about to do with the Clinton Foundation. This I'm reading right now from Drudge straight up. It says, let's see what Bill Clinton accusers fear for their lives. That's another one of them. Well, let's go to another screen here. The eyes are getting old. It says slim behind the slime. I'm going to get that one. Okay, this is what we run down here. Bill Clinton accusers fear for their lives. Jennifer Flowers, Bill paid $200 for me to abort his baby. Developing. Really? Now, you know there's this report out there that we've been covering about Bill Clinton's son, right? It was first, it was a story that came to us by Roger Stone on the radio. I mean, he announced it on our show that they would be reporting about Bill Clinton's son, who's 30 years old. Nobody wants to report that in the major media, but it's there. Some of the stuff that's out here is just absolutely zing, and Putin bromance grows as American spats escalate. That's another one out there. But anyway, oh, and Nancy Pelosi, Dems struggle to win back Congress. Gallup warning signs. See, this, we're starting to see some polls really starting to reflect what happened last week. Or last Sunday and Monday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, and everything's bouncing back to Trump, and I predict it's going to bounce back with a fury, and the reason is because Americans are getting ticked off about continually being lied to by the liar in chief, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and President Barack Hussein Obama. They're just tired of it. Everything she says, everything he says, this Obama and Hillary, it's a lie. No truth in any of their statements. They live in the lie all the time. And so people, I think, are just getting absolutely fed up with it. NBC sitting on devastating tape of Juanita Broderick. Trump, corporate media, Hillary's most powerful weapon, no longer involved in journalism. Battle for globalism. Now, see, being Agenda 21 Radio, we welcome the conversation about globalism. And I want to tell you, this is a fresh conversation about globalism because think about it, 2 months ago, we weren't having conversations about globalism. And now we are. The globalists. I said 2 or 3 months ago, I said, we now have an operative third party that's substantial in this country. We have the Republicans, which are being hostily taken over by Donald Trump. Have you noticed that? Republican Party is in the midst of a hostile takeover, and Trump does not want any part in his Republican Party of people like Paul Ryan. So, you know, they're being shown the door. Paul Ryan is going to be a relic of American history. Oh, by the way, did I fail to mention to you that Paul Ryan's wife is a major contributor and donor to and bundler for Hillary Rodham Clinton? Don't you just love it when the sharks swim in the same tank together? WikiLeaks, Clinton campaign pushed Obama is a Muslim. I'm shocked to find out the truth. We're going to pull that one up. More Podesta emails drop and developing. Oh, now, what is this one? A picture of a guy. I have no idea who this is. Slim behind the slime. This must be coming from one of the WikiLeaks. Donald Trump to claim Mexico. Oh, Carlos Slime. Slim, I'm sorry. This is the story. This is the story. And this is coming from CNBC. It says, Donald Trump to claim Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim behind New York Times sex assault story. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal. Now, we've known for a long time about Carlos Slim. Billionaire, heavily influencing anything here in the United States. Very similar in many respects, not quite as proactive, but proactive in many senses with the Hillary Clinton campaign, but similar to what George Soros has been doing. He's doing the same thing. So it says here, Donald Trump will claim Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim was part of a cabal dredging up allegations a Republican nominee touched women inappropriately. The Wall Street Journal reports. Anyway, stay with us. More slime to come. Well, I don't know about more slime. How about a lot more slime to come? Anyway, stay with us. Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
2-1-1-0.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. Also, if you're going to be in the area, Northern California, you want to make plans to come to Liberty Tour number 5, the fifth of the series of 9 Liberty Tours, and this is number 5, The Constitution. It's going to be presented October 28th and 29th, sponsored by, yes, Agenda 21 Radio. Special guests include the following: Christopher Monckton, that's Lord Christopher Monckton, 3rd Viscount Monckton of Brenchley, and he is, of course, in the news today, actually, because he has been an arch enemy of the environmentalist, and there's a lot of people, of course, the president, he's all into environmentalism and climate change and this whole charade and false science that's out there. By the way, I'm a science teacher, 15 years, environmentalist, and environmental science teacher and biologist, just to, you know, just to lay that on you. So it's like I don't, you know, member of Cetacean Society. Let's see. I was also a member of Greenpeace for a while until I figured out they were communist in Greenpeace in 1979-80. That's when I quit. I said, nah, I don't want to do this stuff. Anyway, Pastor David Whitney is going to be here. He's a senior instructor for the Institute on the Constitution, Dr. Jim Garrell, Christopher Monckton, and Jeanette Finicum. Very, very special guest, Jeanette Finicum, widow of Lavoie Finicum, who was shot and killed by federal agents, will be the featured speaker on October 28th. And you do not want to miss that. I'm sure there's some of the federal agents who might want to come to that as well. Anyway, it's going to be Master of Ceremonies is Bob Day, our very own Bob Day, here on KMYC 1410 AM. He is going to be the Master of Ceremonies. He's got the Great American Story, which is absolutely a fantastic show. Also, Debbie Bacigalupi is going to be here. Chris Street. Chris Street is going to be giving you some information on a meeting he had with Antonin Scalia and the Second Amendment and how he felt about words and how words have meaning. And we should be paying attention to the meaning of the words, including commas. Anyway, it's a fascinating discussion. Scott Bennett is going to be here, our very own Scott Bennett, who's becoming more famous every day with his allegations and assertions and the evidence that proves that Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama, well, they financed and are handling all of ISIS. Yeah, they're responsible for ISIS. We got that information. Of course, big things happening in Aleppo, and we're going to talk about that. Maybe we can get to that today. And then, of course, myself, I'll be talking about Agenda 21. Red Smith's going to be talking about the death of what? There's a whole host of people. It's going to be a great time. And by the way, kids are free. It's a $10 fee to get in. Kids are free. For children 14 and under free. Liberty Camp is going to be set up. Also, high school students, veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and high school students and above with ID, they're free. So, you know, we're just looking for basically to get the information out, not only about the Constitution, what's so important about the Constitution, and to learn why Lavoie Finicum was killed. And it was for the Constitution, which is really, really, really a strange set of circumstances. Okay, let's talk about something that's going on in California. And I've seen this actually played a part in it, played a role in it. Article came out in American Thinker yesterday called Ethnic Cleansing, California Town Now Less Than 10% White. Okay, I was in Orange County up until around 1995, then I came north. Came north to Northern California. And in Orange County, I was there during the heyday. I mean, I grew up there, went to college there, high school, college, and so on. Was an administrator there in Orange County schools for a long time. And one of the things I noticed was obviously the demographic shifts of Orange County, which was, you know, wonderful. Talk about demographic. It was a wonderful experience. We had so many different races and cultures and ethnicities coming together, and there was a real hard effort to make people, assimilate into the Orange County culture. And it was very successful up until around about 1988-89, coming into the whole notion of Agenda 21. And we started to see radical shifts going on in some communities of high numbers of people saturating the community, and in other words, doing a cloud and pyramid in the community. And you would see a flip of a racial or ethnic group happen just like overnight. And one of these communities was Santa Ana, California. We saw this happening. And now today, 90% of the city is Hispanic and 10% is white. It used to be a predominantly white community. But, you know, I learned the lesson back in 1990-91 when we had a football game, and I've told this story before. We had a football game with Santa Ana Valley High School, and I had a call from the Santa Ana Valley assistant principal and said, you know, I've got these kids. I got five of these kids that bought ASB cards. I want you to let them in, yada, yada. So he goes on, and he starts talking about how important it is to him. I said, okay, we'll let them in, no problem. You know, on an ASB card, you get a discount for all your different things like football games and games for, you know, athletic games and yearbook and things like that if you purchase a sticker for your ASB card. Your ASB card is your ID card. Anyway, so he kept on going on. I said, okay, wait a minute. I don't understand something. Why are you so excited about these five? He says, well, this makes it 65 ASB cards. And I said, 65 ASB cards? And he said, yeah. He says, I've sold 65 ASB cards now. It's like October. we're getting ready for a football game with them that night. It's like October, and he's telling me this. Now, we've already sold about 99% of our student body, a student body of 3,000 for a $35 sticker. That's what we've done at Esperanza. But at Santa Ana Valley, they had sold a total of 65 ASB stickers with a population of 4,000 students. Now, right away, you're probably sitting here thinking, there's a disparity. Hello. And so I sat there on the phone. Now, keep in mind, I'm gathered up all my the ticket boxes and in the cash boxes, the ticket, everything. We're on the way. My staff were on the way to go do the football game, set up and take tickets, all that stuff. And I said, okay, so 65. I said, but you have 4,000 students. He goes, yeah, Paul, we have 4,000 students, but we have, are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen, 85 languages spoken on the campus right now. 85 languages besides English. And English was not the predominant language being spoke on that campus. It was Spanish. But you had Vietnamese, you had Hmong, you had Chinese. You just name it. You had it, 85 different ones. So how do you educate? And so how do you culturally, in, you know, get these kids to assimilate into a high school cultural environment? And, of course, he said our culture, our school culture, as we would know it 10 years ago, is completely destroyed by this. The kids have no concept of what an ASB card is, let alone to gather in a football game and play football or be cheerleaders or be band members. And, in fact, sure enough, we go to the game, and that night I'm looking across at an empty stadium. Our side, we have about 8,000 people. Their side, they had three cheerleaders. They had four members of the band and three cheerleaders and about five people in the stands watching the game. That was it. That was it. So culturally destroyed in the high school? Yeah. Santa Ana Valley today is in the same boat. I mean, nothing's changed except for the city of Santa Ana. In the article, which brings us to mind, is by Ed Straker for American Thinker, and his article starts out this way: ethnic cleansing used to be a bad thing, but in America, when it happens to white people, it's called progress in the new face of California. This is what the term Jerry Brown uses, the new face of California. Okay. It says, the town of Santa Ana has been almost 100% purged of white people. They were pushed out not by tanks or machine guns, but by a massive influx of people speaking a different language and bearing a different culture who expected everyone to adapt to their norms, not to assimilate. Today, Santa Ana is nearly 80% Hispanic and less than 10% white. We have a city in America that now demographically perfectly mirrors many cities in Mexico. Vicente Sarmiento remembers when the local Republican Party here posted uniformed guards at polling places and stations in a closely fought state assembly race 3 decades ago. Such tactics would never take place today in the city 35 miles southeast of Los Angeles. Everyone votes now, whether citizen or non-citizen, living or otherwise. Ethnic cleansing in America? It's happening. Fargo, North Dakota? Stay with us.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this article that appeared here in American Thinker. It says, ethnic cleansing California town, less than 10% white. Talking about Santa Ana, California, which is from Orange County, or in Orange County. I'm from there and know Santa Ana very, very well, and that whole area in Orange County. And had a lot of experiences as a school administrator dealing with Santa Ana schools and the demographics and, of course, the demographic shift that was taking place in the 80s and 90s in the Orange County area. So I totally understand what the author is talking about here and what changes have come to the city of Santa Ana and a lot of things that go on along with it. He makes a couple of points, though, that what happens and how we're encouraging not assimilation, because this is clearly not assimilation that's happening here in this town. And it wasn't back when I was there. There are too many things that were happening that were encouraging illegal immigrants to be doing more illegal things. This is where the argument about having strong borders and making having legal immigrants come to this country. Because, you know, I got to tell you, I have helped in my years as a school administrator. I've helped many, many, many illegal individuals who had come across the border that wanted to become legal, to become citizens and go through the process. I have helped that out. I've helped out legal people who come here legally under visas to become citizens. So, I'm telling you, the ones that I helped that were illegal citizens and then became citizens, illegals and became citizens, it was a hard, arduous thing for them. But they wanted to get right with the law. And they understood that if they were going to become Americans, they had to follow the law. Now, you say, well, wait a minute, they still came across illegal. I know. And there's a process by which they can become qualified to become citizens. They had to do that. They had to spend their own money. They had to go through. And I understand that. I'm not supporting that. I do not support that. I mean, in terms of that's the way we should always be doing business. Because my point is this, is that these people had the desire to want to become citizens, and they knew they had to get right with the law, so they did. Now, that's different from people who are coming here illegally thinking that we owe them something. That's a whole different ballgame. And that's not the type of person I was helping out. Employees, even. One of them. one of my employees illegal because he was brought here as a baby, became a very productive person as an illegal, but he always was an illegal. And he asked me to help him become legal. And he became legal. And 2 weeks after he became legal, he died. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget him for what he was trying to do to become legal and the struggle he had to become an American citizen. But he became an American citizen, and he died an American. And he was so proud, and his family was too. That will always live with me. But what we're seeing here in Santa Ana and what we're seeing with this whole notion of how these people are coming to California illegally, and by the way, it's happening nationwide. That's why I say we're the prototype California. And I'm relaying some time things because I saw this being demonstrated back in the day. But some of the things that he brings out here, the author, and the author's name is Ed Straker, from American Thinker. He brings out some pretty good points that talks about the illegality of it all. And that mindset, if it's illegal, we're just going to continue to do more illegal things. Thus, you have the breakdown of law and order, which, of course, what are we doing right now? Do we have a president who supports the Constitution? No. It's lawlessness. Take a look at James Comey. Our FBI director, who's totally trashed, he's totally in the bind, if you will, with the Clintons. He doesn't want to die. That's the word is, we understand that. And of course, if you talk to FBI, I know two of my friends are FBI guys, one retired, one in, and they are furious with Jim Comey. They are furious with what's going on with the FBI, and I don't blame them. I'm furious too. Anyway, the insight that this author brings, Straker, says illegals get instant legitimacy with driver's license as they come across illegals. Now, that's wrong, and this is a Jerry Brown thing. It says illegals eagerly suck on the welfare teat, as he says. Illegals in positions of power cooperate in helping more illegals come and stay here. So we get the cascading effect of illegal behavior continuing by other fellow illegals helping illegals. This isn't a system that we're now going through, you know, the proper channels. No, we're ignoring the system and setting up our own set of laws. That's what we're doing. It becomes a shadow government that ultimately will collapse the government. It's what the president did with all of his NGOs and nonprofits that he set up that were, you know, czars, as they called them. That's what he did with us. Says the historic down. Says the other problem. It says anyway. He keeps on going about all the different problems that they have with all this. The tipping points being achieved by having high levels of illegal aliens, and that's his point, that the illegal aliens have taken over illegally, and he talks about the city councils and so on. You have illegals in the city councils, in the government, which is what we have now. How responsible can they be for enforcing the laws? They aren't. I know how that works down there in Santa Ana. I know you get a pile of money, you can get about just anything. I know that corruption. I've seen it. I've seen it at the school level, in schools. Yeah. Just another thing that's going on. Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back, man, we're almost done. Unbelievable. Things have been rocking and rolling. We didn't get into the Agenda 21 business. What exactly is Agenda 21, which is an article that just came out, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And it's about time we start talking again so people can kind of get refocused on the fact that United Nations Agenda 21 is responsible for everything that's going on in our election cycle. It's a crazy, crazy cycle because Agenda 21's here. The plan is working. And what's happening to our Constitution? That's a problem. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, visit our website at agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And remember, go there and check out what's going to be happening at the Liberty Tour. The banner is up on the right-hand side. It's Eventbrite? Is that what it's called? This event system that we have, and you can purchase tickets there at $10. But you may be free, so check to see the criteria that we have for being free coming to this conference, Liberty Tour number 5, the Constitution. It's all about the Constitution. And our special guest, Jeanette Finicum, the wife of Lavoie Finicum, who was murdered at the hands of the FBI. She will be our special guest. And we have Christopher Lloyd Monckton, who's in the news today, actually. We're going to be covering him a little bit later on, Sunday. And remember, Sunday we are live from 12 to 3 high atop Mount Huth. Sunday during the day, 12 to 3, live Agenda 21 Radio. And, boy, we have a bang-up show coming up. We'll be talking about a lot of this stuff. We'll also bring out what's happening with Agenda 21 and those issues. And all so many other issues that we are going to be talking about. Visit our website, because all the stories, all the data, all the research you need to understand what's going on right now in the current day is happening. And, by the way, war is around the corner. I hate to tell you, but after 5 years without doing anything in Syria and watching the growth of ISIS and being promoted by and bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama, we now have Aleppo that is, again, almost 500,000 people have died there. Yet we have done nothing as a country except we formed ISIS, and ISIS is the root of the evil. ISIS is fighting Assad. And of course, we're supposed to be fighting Assad, or, you know, for whatever reason they say he's, you know, he's this great monster out there. Who's the bigger monster? He's already, you know, 500,000 people have died because of our bombing and because of ISIS, which we created. And now they're talking about a chemical attack that might happen, and what's this and that and the other. And of course, the last chemical attack we outed here on Agenda 21 Radio, and who was behind it? President Barack Hussein Obama in Saudi Arabia. Those are the facts. And so now they've tried to shapeshift it using the broad media that it's all about ISIS and it's all Russia's fault. The emails are Russia's fault. You know, quite frankly, like I said before, I know good high school students who can hack into these email systems, no problem. And I'm sure that there's hundreds of them around the world who have done just that. Probably have more emails than Carter has pills. And by the way, there's going to be more and more leaks that are going to be coming from WikiLeaks about this. Anyway, stay tuned. A lot more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, Visit our website, a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.